Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Hello, Travis. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Travis,
hello, Travis.
Hola.
Oh, what's up?
How are you, Travis? Okay.
Doing great.
We're doing a random question there, Travis, and we're just going to stick to fast food since we're talking about it. What fast food item would you dress as for Halloween? If you could dress up as any fast food
item. If you could?
Yeah.
Man, oh, man.
I mean, like, what would you dress up as?
Oh, dude, probably like a large French fry.
Attaboy. That is not a bad costume. Not a medium?
No, not the medium, dude. Going large. Probably from McDonald's, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, that's the universal fry. I mean, the world of fries, McDonald's is it. Mm-hmm.
I think I'd dress up as a Doritos Locos Taco.
Ooh. I like Doritos.
They'd be like, I'm crazy.
Ooh.
And then he punches the punch bowl off the table.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Light your curtains on fire, and somehow it's all okay.
No, it's okay. I'm a Doritos Locos Taco.
You know, my first thought was straight up just like a hamburger.
I think I would dress up as the Colonel's bucket of chicken.
I've seen that. Ooh.
Like a bucket around you.
Yeah, yeah, a bucket around me.
I mean, right now, the fashionable one would be a chicken sandwich from Popeyes.
It would be, yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Except you can't find them.
Did they ever say that they restock the chicken sandwiches, or is it just we don't know yet?
I'm not sure. I think it depends on the day you go.
When's the last time you checked for a Popeyes fried chicken there, Travis?
I live in Puyallup over here by the one you guys stopped at when you went to that... That bar and ground.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. All right.
So
we know his Popeyes.
We do know your Popeyes. We actually sat in there and ate.
We did.
So
Popeyes appreciates that. Yeah, that's actually why we're here.
Right. It's amazing. We got biscuits.
Cool.
It was crazy. And so how was the sandwich?
Oh, no. I haven't had it. Every time I go, they're out.
I'll be damned. This is a problem.
Tell me getting to think that they're messing with people.
You heard the first story about that happening, but that's been weeks.
That's why I feel like they're playing people, where you just keep saying, look, it's on the menu, right? Keep it up on your menu. But when you walk in, no matter what, hey, man, we don't have it, because it keeps building this anticipation. And in the end, when you finally do get a Popeye's chicken sandwich, and make no mistake, I like Popeye's, but all you got was a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Reason we ask, what fast food item would you dress up as for Halloween? How about this one, Ted? There's a company called Yandy that's known for getting weird with Halloween. And they just came out with a sexy Popeye's chicken sandwich costume.
Boom.
The costume is basically a one-piece bathing suit that looks kind of like a chicken sandwich. Frankly, it looks more like a hamburger, but whatever. It does have the word sold out stamped across the pelvic region. So if you've been holding out buying a Halloween costume, you finally found the perfect one. It's on sale at Yandy.com. It's $80.
$80.
$80, yeah.
I don't know how much you got to stop saying, like, it's a sexy this or sexy that. Sexy, I've discovered on Halloween, has a lot to do with the person rocking the outfit. So just because you dress like a nurse and are wearing fishnet stockings, Sheila, you're not a sexy nurse. You're a sad one. You're a pathetic one.
It helps, though.
No, you might be a promiscuous one. You might be a heathen one. But sexy is very subjective.
I don't know that looks like a chicken sandwich at all.
I don't know what she looks pretty good, though. I don't think anyone's going to care what she is, right?
Right. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Random, I think, random, yeah, you're right, Steve. Random, sexy is in the eye of the beholder there.
The woman advertising it is sexy, but you don't look like her.
I just appreciate everybody that dresses sexy on Halloween, because even if they're not that hot, they look much hotter when they're in fishnets.
Do they?
To me.
Do they really?
I'm also drunk.
You need to go to a Comic-Con, I'll tell you right now.
Ooh.
Hey, sometimes it's awesome. Sometimes I look at Slave Leia and say, come on, man. I mean, honest to God, she did not look like that. They had to edit that out of the movie.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, look what it is. Time for a little Your Guess is as Good as Mine. It's an incredibly easy game to play. We give you from one or two categories, and then from there, you try to get as many right in said category before three strikes, and you're out. All right, Steve, who is our contestant ready to play Your Guess is as Good as Mine?
He might be a liar, but he says his name is Brian. Hello, Brian. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello.
Hola. Hola.
All right, Brian, welcome to the show, and your guess is as good as mine. So your categories again, Brian, will it be superheroes or will it be meat?
Let's go with superheroes.
Superheroes it is. All right, Brian, what is your first choice on your guess is as good as mine?
Knock out the easy ones. Superman.
Superman. Number four. That is correct. Superman first came out in 1933, published by DC Comics.
You got to go Batman. Everybody knows Batman.
Batman was my next guess.
Batman? Batman is number one.
Of course he is.
Bruce Wayne, yeah, he is at the top of the list. Created by artist Bob Kane and writer Bill Finger. Which
Bill
is an unfortunate
Finger.
Name for any writer.
My name is Bill Finger.
Have the Finger Man write it.
Ducks were terrified of him.
Okay.
We're going to make a man that's part of a bat.
You got Batman, you got Superman, Brian. Who are you going for next? 10 best superheroes of all time.
Spider-Man
number two. Yep, Spider-Man came out. Stan Lee and writer-artist Steve Ditko in August of 1962. You've gotten three out of the top four. There are 10 superheroes on the list, so you've got seven remaining and no strikes.
Wolverine.
Wolverine, believe it or not, is number five.
I can believe it.
He has moved up a long way.
Oh, yeah, he's huge.
Associated with the X-Men, obviously. He's been around
for
quite
a
time.
But he was cool when his comic came out. Then there's people, so like Iron Man, right? No one cared about Iron Man when the comic came out. After Robert Downey Jr. started portraying Iron Man, people are now pretending that he's something new and awesome. I'm just throwing it out there.
Brian, 4 of 10.
That was going to be my question to Miles. All of these had a movie in the last 10 years, probably.
And some that aren't on the list did as well.
What about Black Panther? Seems pretty popular.
I'm going to go with Iron Man then.
You're going to go with Iron Man. Iron Man is number 3 on the list. Moving way up there to number 3, Iron Man.
Yeah. Character again. He wasn't popular until the movie started.
And that's another
Captain
Stanley
America,
character.
Then, if the movies are influencing this.
All right, number 6 on the list is Captain America. Captain Stephen Grant Rogers, Captain America.
What's up, Captain?
Yep. He was a World War II veteran and is known as the world's first superhero around the world.
Around the world.
Around the world, yeah. All right, you got the top five, Brian. Five
Captain
left.
Captain Crunch.
Yeah. Actually, what do we got here? No, you've got
Wonder
I'm sorry.
Woman.
You got 6 out of the 10 already.
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
Oh.
Not in the top 10.
Let's see. Yeah. Black Panther is probably a good guess. Let's try Black Panther.
Let's try Black Panther. Oh, 2 strikes. Sorry.
Oh, they don't like women or minorities.
No. Nope. Yeah.
Man, oh, man. I wonder who came up with this list.
Okay, this is a very white list.
Then.
This is a very white list in the world of superheroes.
Let's try.
Looks like your United States Senate.
Yeah, basically. That is what we're hearing right here. I'm trying to think. So who else was like in Avengers didn't actually have a movie, right? Captain America. Maybe Hulk.
Let's go Thor.
Thor. All right.
Thor's not a bad guess because he's number 8 on the list.
Really?
All right. Brian, so far you've got 7 out of the 10. You do have 2 strikes. There are 3 superheroes remaining that fill out the 10 best superheroes of all time, according to this poll anyway.
Are there any women on there?
No, we already established that. No women, no minorities.
Well, we didn't establish it for sure. We were just guessing. Let's go with Hulk.
Hulk is number
Bruce
7.
Banner.
All
Although
right.
He is green-skinned, he does make the list.
I guess technically he's a minority.
Yes, he is.
Well, no.
But only when he hawks out.
Only when he hawks. But that's the part they like. But when he's a doctor, white guy.
Right.
Oh, he's all educated.
Brian,
but he's
got to
be a minority when he loses his mind and smashes stuff. I see.
Yeah, Brian, we do have a character on here that was introduced in 1991, if that helps you at all. That should be
Deadpool.
And you got it. There you go. Just want to give you that one tip. There's one remaining. You've got 2 strikes against you. You have 9 out of the 10 superheroes. You need one more.
What number am I looking for?
On the list, it's actually number 9.
Number 9. Okay.
Who's at number 10?
Number Deadpool. 10, Deadpool.
Deadpool, okay.
Number 9 came out in 1956. He's been around for quite some time.
Yeah.
Batman, Superman, Spider-Man.
Are we missing a man?
Okay, now look, I'm going to ask a question. You can tell me if it's too much of a hint. Would it be DC or Marvel?
In this instance, it's a DC comic.
Thank you.
The DC comic?
It
Aquaman.
Is. That is a great guess, unfortunately.
That
is wrong. We talked about that earlier. Kind of figured that Aquaman would be in the mix.
He rides a giant
Here
seahorse.
You go. Top 10 best superheroes at number 1, Batman, followed by Spider-Man, Iron Man, Superman, Wolverine, Captain America at 6, Hulk at 7, 8, that would be Thor. At 10, you pick Deadpool. At number 9.
Wait, DC, hang on. I'm trying to think who's there. It's not going to be Green Lantern. Flash.
His main ability
is something with a super fist.
Is super speed through speed force. He can run at speeds exceeding light. The Flash at number 9, published by DC Comics. That's right.
I mean, he's fine, but
it's Flash
time.
That's what they say.
Flash.
These are the 10 best superheroes of all time. Didn't you always want to be fast?
I am fast. I'm Black.
Okay. Very good. There you go.
It was the least interesting to me.
I wanted to be fast, Miles.
I did too, always.
Right. Just think about how we're breaking us down.
We told you there were no
minorities.
We told you there were no minorities on the list. That's why this is so crazy. Flash is a white guy?
Right.
What is this? Am I watching a secret
fantasy?
Am I watching a BYU football game?
I thought you said he was fast.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hello, Dylan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Dylan, welcome to the program.
LARP on.
Yeah. LARP on.
Let's see here on your random question, Dylan. Okay, how old are you, by the way?
I'm 26.
All right, so as someone who's, I'm assuming, watched cartoons for most of your life, right? Even as an adult,
sure.
What would you say is your favorite cartoon? Your favorite cartoon that you're currently watching and into now?
Currently watching? It's Archer or South Park.
All right.
Okay. All right. Sounds about right.
Not bad. What other cartoons have you gotten into in your lifetime?
Oh, man. There was a big period, you know, I was like 10. It was into the Saturday morning cartoons, you know, Batman.
Sure. And, absolutely.
All that.
What was your go-to, though? Saturday morning.
Yeah, Saturday morning. Yeah, SpongeBob and all the Nickelodeon. I watched cartoons for years.
Yeah, I love Ren and Stimpy. It was same time frame.
But see, depending on your age, you lucked out. Because we had, Miles and I just had the three networks worth of cartoons. And the cartoons were fine.
Yep.
They were. We got Super Friends, Scooby-Doo, Tom and Jerry, Bugs Bunny. But you didn't get anything like SpongeBob or anything. To get something like that, it would have to be an after-school thing on, like, PBS or something.
But as you got older, there were still things like, you know, Beavis and Butthead.
Sure.
The Simpsons were taking off. If Family Guy's on now, I will typically watch it.
Family Guy, I still like that one a ton.
South Park, if I see anything with that, man, I'm in for a little while.
Sure, sure.
Just depends on...
You guys like Bob's Burgers?
Bob's Burgers is
great. I have not checked it out yet.
Probably my favorite cartoon these days.
Bob Burgers, pretty strong. Bob's Burgers.
What was your start cartoon? Like, was it the smart? I don't mean the ones your
Speed
parents.
Racer. Speed Racer.
You like that?
I watch it all the time.
Oh, my God. That show was horrible. Sorry, man.
And the actual original Marvel Spider-Man,
and
Hulk,
Friends.
Thor, World's More.
That's
still action kind of stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah,
yeah. Good. I used to like G.I. Joe had a cartoon.
I remember G.I. Joe.
That you could watch. Like, if you could basically... If my dad was a little late taking me to school, it was enough time to watch a G.I. Joe, so I just wouldn't wake him up. Right? Like, oh, I have time. Like, it's one of those things. You had to be at school at 8. Like, G.I. Joe started at 7:30, so it's like...
That's a couple minutes.
You can sleep a little bit.
And then, what's going to say? Garfield and Friends, Saturday morning cartoon. That was a strong one.
Reason we asked, what is your favorite cartoon? We head to SeaTac, Washington, which is just right down the road from our studios. And this is a crazy story. A takeover robbery at Bob's Burgers ended with customers' employees tied up on Saturday night, according to King County Sheriff. Two men, one armed with a handgun, robbed the restaurant at about 9:15. There were 8 people in the restaurant at the time of the robbery. The robbers stole money, jewelry, and other items from the customers and tied them up. No one was seriously injured. It's a dangerous style robbery, and thankfully, again, no one was hurt. And now it's just a matter of time trying to determine who these suspects are and catching them. A person walking up to get food noticed others tied up. They called 911. One of the suspects is described as, any guesses here for profile this?
Say Black or Mexican.
Pacific Islander male.
That was my next guess.
That's very specific, isn't it?
That's very Northwest.
The suspects fled in one of the customer's cars. Not only are you just in there trying to get a hamburger at Bob's Burgers at 9 o'clock on a Saturday night, not do the robbers just come in and take the money from the register. Oh, no. They tie you up, rob you too, and then take your damn car. What a terrible date night. You know what I mean?
And you just wanted a burger.
I mean, my God. I just want to go to Bob's Burgers.
Want more of The Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com.
Time for the word. And as they say, the English language is constantly changing and evolving, and sometimes words deviate from their original pronunciation in their everyday use. Here are some examples of words you or those around you might be saying incorrectly. The Ted Smith, I have given you the word. You say the first word. I will tell you if you are saying it correctly or not. The first word on your list is
Celtic.
Celtic.
Yes.
But I only know that because of the football club Celtic FC.
So what is going on with the basketball club, the Boston Celtics, BC?
They say it wrong, but we accept it.
Okay. Yeah.
My kid is in the Celtic soccer league, and I keep saying Celtic, and everyone always corrects me and says Celtic. I'm like, okay, if we're going to say it wrong, fine.
All right. The next word that people say incorrectly is?
Niche.
Niche is correct.
Yeah.
Not niche.
Oh. Well, see, I just didn't know what that word was, period.
That's fine. You nailed it.
So you said it right. Because you thought it was a different word.
Okay. All right. The next one, I'll say. Asterisk.
Asterix is incorrect. But I do like asterix, depending on who does them. The correct pronunciation is asterisk. Asterisk.
Asterisk.
Asterisk. Asterisk.
Huh, okay.
Okay, the next word do people say incorrectly?
Prerogative.
Prerogative, like Bobby Brown.
It's not mine.
It's prerogative.
Mm-hmm.
Prerogative. Prerogative. That is correct. Not prerogative. Prerogative.
Prerogative.
Correct. The next word on the list.
Electoral.
Electoral. It's actually electoral.
Oh,
you got it.
Whoa, sorry.
Some people say electoral or whatever. All right, well, the next one is...
Primer.
Primer. And most people say primer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The correct pronunciation is premier.
Really?
Premier. Correct.
All right, I just want to say this one. Lambast.
Lambast.
Is it lambaste?
Lambaste is correct. Lambast is how much most of people say.
Sure.
Can't get enough of the Men's Room? Listen to the Men's Room Daily Podcast on the radio.com app.
What's up? What did you or someone else lose, forget, or leave behind? 844-9990. Sorry, I was thinking about other things.
Hello, Cody. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I got a pretty funny story about losing my phone. So I'm someone who's like has my everyday carries. I always check my pockets, watch, keys, cell phone, all that stuff. Well, it was a buddy of mine's birthday. We went to a strip club, and I happened to lose my brand new $1,200 iPhone in the strip club.
This is not good.
No, not good at all. I'm losing my. We had hung out there for a couple hours. We left. We went to a different bar down the street, you know, and then I realized I lost my phone. We got to go back. And I knew exactly where I had lost it.
Is it when you got a lap dance?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. When I put everything in the cup holder. So I go back to the club and, you know, ask the security guard. He's like, no, nothing came up. Went to the bartender, you know, quote unquote bartender in a Washington strip club. And nobody'd seen it. And then one of the girls comes out from the back. She goes, oh, hey, you lost your phone here. And one of the dancers gives me my phone. And I was like, oh, thank you so much for returning it. And she goes, you might want to check your pictures as I'm walking out the front door. I had probably 100 pictures of all the different dancers posing in all kinds of crazy positions for me.
Awesome. Get out of here.
Who loses their phone?
I still look at those pictures on my phone when it's a rainy day and I'm feeling blue.
I was going to say, do you have a girlfriend?
Not at the time and not currently.
Okay, that's good.
Keep those photos.
Yeah, exactly. Don't get rid of the photos quite yet. And I think with any girlfriend or any other experience you have, like, this is pretty self-explanatory. I was not here for this. I went to the strip club. I lost my phone.
Come on.
All these do you think I sat in there and took these pictures?
Yes. You I would absolutely
think
that.
You think I did like a full-scale model shoot with all the
stuff in
the
back of the club? Somehow you must have paid something. I would not believe that they took your phone and just did this for
you
free.
You came in with drugs.
You think I
you
have
were
that
buying
kind of
drinks.
I have that kind of access to those kind
anybody
of things.
Anybody does if you have enough money.
Look, man.
It's a strip club.
Exactly. I would believe. I'd be like, man, what
BS.
Are you doing
in a strip club? I just go but there and
BS.
Tip people.
Got years ago. I don't know.
I had a friend that the same thing. He didn't get photos, but he left it at the club. And then
photos are good.
Yeah.
It was a strip club. It was something for Howard Stern or Baba Booey, right? His producer at the time. But it's at a strip club, and they asked me to go backstage because I'm kind of hosting whatever this thing was, and I don't even remember. But these chicks are all naked, right? And they're doing their thing, and they're just talking, and I get it, right? It's not even that big of a deal. I mean, it was A-okay, but it wasn't that big of a deal. But the guy that was in charge of promotions for this particular stage, the guy named Hal is the nicest guy on earth. He had like three kids, a wife, older guy, but real kind.
Yep.
And very opposite of us. Like he doesn't
He's very straight-laced.
He doesn't smoke, nothing like that. So he didn't, I don't think it occurred to him what kind of club we were in until he had to come find me backstage. And I mean, he basically dropped his clipboard, mouth popped open, and like all the girls stopped getting changed. They're looking at him. He's just staring. But he starts like talking to me, but he's looking at them like, Steve. But I was like, Hal, you got to go, man. No. I was like, Hal, you got to go. Like, you're even creeping me out, bro. This is Hal is the kind of guy that needs those pictures on his phone, is what I'm saying. I've never seen a grown man, I mean, just stopped in his tracks. I'm like, you realize they do strip. So I know you find this amazing, but in 5 minutes, they're going to be in a different part of the same building. Naked. Exactly what you're seeing now, man.
And just know, the first move that people make, and I found this out from a couple different bartenders, is if you leave your phone in a bar and it is not locked, the first thing that everyone does is go through and look at your pictures.
Of course.
They might not
be
taking
them.
Is
that the first thing you do with anybody's phone if you found it?
Yeah.
I mean, I would look for a contact first. Then no. I would look through the pictures.
No, man. Look through the pictures.
Who you going to contact?
Then look for the contact.
I don't know. Whoever's name's on there.
But, I mean, there's names in my phone of people I haven't called in years.
You're, what, Android or whatever it is?
Yeah.
An iPhone, it says who you are.
Yeah.
So you can find whose phone it is.
Right. I don't need to go look at the
still look at the picture. Man, then give me the phone BS. Before you find the contact.
Come on.
You didn't take pictures of the strippers. I didn't look at it.
Yeah, I wouldn't look at the pictures.
Uh-huh. What's it, though?
Damn life.
So trustworthy.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Bitches, we give a birthday shout out to my older brother David. It is his 50th birthday, otherwise known as Sack Senior on our soccer team, Geekwire FC. How about Coach Ted giving Sack Senior some soccer tips on how to play defense and maintain a clean sheet now that he's slowing down on the pitch? From his younger brother Steve, Sack Junior.
Sack Senior, huh?
Sack Senior.
All right, Sack Senior. I like that you're out there at 50 still playing. Now, number one, when you're on defense, never cross that ball in front of the goal. We can't have that. Somebody's going to score. Number two, keep pushing them to the outside. Use the sideline as your barrier. It's an extra defender. And let's get out there and play some deep. Fence.
Nice work.
Crazy.
Play some deep.
Right. Yeah.
Guys, it's my baby brother, Big Iron Bubba Dedums from Sultan's 29th Trip Around the Sun. He listens every day, loves the show. Please give him a big old bong hit and some dirty Germans on how he got his nickname. That from his sister, Stephanie, Ben, and niece, Kylie.
What is his name?
Big Iron Bubba.
Yeah, Big Iron Bubba, it's quite simple. It's simply he wants you to take the first letters. It spells bib, which is what he will wear when I take aim.
See, I imagine this man is a very large man.
Yeah.
Maybe rides a motorcycle or something. So, Mr. Bubba, I wish you the best of luck on your birthday day.
Yeah, have you ever met a small Bubba?
No.
No.
Big Iron Bubba.
Yeah, and mainly these Bubba fellas are mean.
Yeah, I even knew a two-year-old child years ago. They called him Bubba, and he was a mean son of a bitch. He was a horrible kid. This kid, he was like, and he was big for two. If your nickname is Bubba, you're big. It means you hurt your mama when you were born.
But happy birthday.
Came out sideways with a big old head.
Yeah, guys, don't pass that Bubba baby over here. I don't want
to
hold it.
But Jolas, it's our sweet baby Oliver's first birthday. He is a rockaholic already and loves listening to the show. So can you please send Oliver a happy birthday wish with a little kid fish sandwich and Coach Ted talking about what to expect as a one-year-old. Thanks, guys. That from Kevin and Andrea.
Fish sandwich.
Woo! One-year-old. What you should expect is wild flavors. Mango, banana squash, banana blueberry, blackberry oatmeal. We were talking about these soft foods, a pear, mango, avocado. They're all crushed up, and they're going to come into your mouth via an airplane. Enjoy it, son.
I just wanted to wish a happy birthday to myself since my old ball and chain of 21-odd years will not. Ironically, this is from San Diego. The same place as the guy who went on Wheel of Fortune and basically said the exact same thing.
Oh, right, right.
So can I get a shut your mouth, you're not my boss, the bagel guy there. And then the dirty Germans talking about what I'll be doing in Tijuana tomorrow. Take care, guys. Stay safe. When you come down to San Diego, let me know, and I'll get you a VIP tour of a Navy ship. Thanks for all you do for us here in the military, especially the Navy. Very respectfully, Dave.
Shut your mouth!
Yeah, Dave, no one can ever know what you do in Tijuana. Even if you remember, don't share.
Yeah, I know. He's going to go down there and act like a jackass. That means he's going to go watch a donkey show.
Yeah, be careful of the kind of punch they offer you.
Yeah.
If it's not fruit, you don't want it.
Yeah, also be careful.
Avoid donkey and tongue. Stick with fruit.
Just be careful of the lollipops down there. Heard of a friend that bought one. He thought it would be fun. His whole face went numb.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean? What did you think it was?
Well, he kind of knew what it was. He just didn't know how strong it would be. Because certain prescription things are cheaper down there and you can buy them.
Oh, yeah?
So he's like, oh, I'll take one of those pops. And then I was like, And I couldn't talk. I was like drooling.
Oh, wow.
Wow, it's medical grade stuff. Yeah, he was sucking on it.
Yeah, Tijuana.
Yeah, right. He wasn't
have
sick.
Fun.
He wasn't coming out of surgery.
He just couldn't speak.
I mean, he was coming out of consciousness.
Abacholas, you guys are amazing. I've loved and followed your show since your first one on The Buzz, but I owe you guys an apology. On my birthday 6 years ago, my girlfriend surprised me with a visit to your studio. I was so hungover and maybe a little stoned that I greeted Steve with a, "What's up, Miles?" To which Steve replied with a mean mug face, "Nah, man, Miles is the one with the hemorrhoids." Later, my girlfriend told me she saw Miles come out of the break room with some microwave food. Maybe Hot Pockets? Looking at me sideways, muttering, "I don't got time for this S." Thank you guys for all the laughs. That sounds exactly like me. May I please have Coach Ted giving me some advice?
I know what that was.
On turning 35, what happened?
I used to love microwaving those little White Castles.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's probably what it was.
You were awfully mean, Miles.
That's me to a T.
You're like Murdoch.
The one with the hemorrhoids eating frozen White Castle hamburgers.
I mean, it is what it is.
How did it happen, you wonder?
35. Let me tell you something about when I turned 35. I don't remember it, all right? So when you turn 35, my advice would be put in a pace car. That's called water.
What happened on your 35?
I don't know. Some people came over to the house, and one thing led to another. I woke up with pizza in my couch.
You really did?
No.
Okay.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, it does. Sounds like a great birthday.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
One other man was injured in the attack. People threw everything they had at the bear. It dragged him, but the acquaintances chased it away. It was dragging him back into the woods, and they drove the car at it with the headlights. Video shows torn clothes in the man's boots after the attack, and also the crabs that he had collected there on the beach. I thought of this, too. I'm taking an air horn. You know those cans that you have? Am I right? That's got to work, right? An air horn?
It doesn't for a bear? Have to work.
I thought maybe. This is my best.
Wait.
What was the family of bears?
Look, I have bear spray if I'm hiking in that area. But what about an air horn?
No, you I'm going bear spray.
Yeah.
If you have a bear horn, I will use that. But yeah. I
Thrill's,
won't.
Thrill's exactly okay. Right. They call right. It bear spray for a reason.
Right. Because, like, at that point, like, look, they say make noise when you're going through the woods to let them know. That's different. I understand that. But in the circumstance that I snap a branch, it doesn't know I'm there. I didn't know it was there. We're face to face. I want the bear spray. Now, we could test it. Miles has an air horn.
I think so, my air horn theory is good.
To go into the woods, who do you think returns?
Like the kind they bring
to
the soccer
match. I'm coming back,
you know?
Man. You're dead.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I don't want to sound like a science teacher, but I think your hypothesis is a little off.
Okay.
I mean, it might work, but I've also the bear might be like,
sometimes
what?
People wear like bear bells.
No,
and,
but that
little
is
bells just to scare the bear away.
But Thrill saying is, man, you're out
there. You're
letting the bear's
them know
in front
you're
of
coming.
You. You're just going to, murmur, murmur.
Yeah, here's the thing with the
what if he likes drink?
The bear bells.
He might just start dancing.
Like, people don't jingle the bear bells at the bear.
No, they wear them so that the bear knows they're coming and they'll
but,
scare them away.
So you're implying that you're going to hike to the woods blasting the
air
horn.
No. I see one,
at
right?
The time of confrontation.
I see one and brah, get the hell out of here. You know what I mean?
And that's the last thing Miles did.
Yeah.
Okay.
The last thing we found
you think the air horn
was his severed hand holding the air horn.
I mean, I still got the bear spray.
It might.
Well, now, hang on. You're like making a choice. I think it could work,
I'm
but
taking
I'm
the
taking
spray.
The bear spray.
Right. Okay.
You got your horn.
How about a Roman candle?
Now I'm taking the bear spray.
Roman candle?
Now that said,
Roman candle,
you're
going to
light
cool.
A Roman candle while
fired at a bear,
right? While he's charging at you.
That is another theory.
Yeah, you're on this.
You're going to try to.
You know, I mean, I don't know. I think these are.
You just
want to
die by bear?
No, I want to fight my bear. You know what I mean? Like if I have to fight the bear,
I will say this about
ways that I can knock him out.
As stupid as this sounds, you have proven yourself worth another stupid theory. We're talking about a tiger attack. Mm-hmm. How terrifying it is the moment you see a giant cat, right? Because they can jump however far they can jump.
Right.
And you're going to lose. You're going to lose the fight.
Not if I have a laser pointer.
And I said, Miles, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. That is so stupid. And then we got inundated with videos of people with laser ponies and the tigers chasing the dot.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the air horn works.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is, Ryan Castle in the house.
Hey, man, I remember the compact car corner, and that guy's right. The meth was better back then.
It was back in the day.
So you know why people like songs with whistling in them?
Right. I don't know.
Because just about everyone can whistle and do it somewhat on key. Like, you have to have a little bit of talent to sing, right? You have to know how to play an instrument.
Yeah, but the
but
thing
just
with whistling,
about anybody can whistle.
Yeah.
Here's another thing. name one song with whistling in it that wasn't a giant hit. You can't.
That's good call.
That's a trick question.
Okay. So these are all genres. This is all kinds.
It's all over the map. And you know what? You would think like there aren't a lot of current songs with whistling in them. Nay, sir, there are
really?
Current songs.
These
with
are
whistling
the top 10
them.
Greatest whistling all songs right. of all time.
Number 10. Yeah, all
right.
I mean,
right, so this is not one of them, the current songs. This is the Colonel Bogey March.
The Colonel Bogey?
March, correct. Bridge on the River Kwai.
Hmm.
Soundtrack.
Oh.
1956.
That's why I don't buy soundtracks.
It almost sounds like it could be an Animal House.
Yeah, they didn't make soundtracks anymore, I don't think.
Or Stripes, I'm sorry. Stripes.
Stripes, for sure.
Stripes.
They realize that when you do a soundtrack now, you need to hire artists that people like, otherwise you get crap like this.
These are the top 10 whistling songs of all time.
Number 9.
You're telling me to be patient.
You may not recognize this jam from Roy Orbison from 1967.
And jam is the correct word.
Here comes the rain.
But it also sounded like you about ready to hit the lyric.
Baby.
Oh, boy.
There's a comma there. Here comes the rain.
Can we cover that next time we play?
Baby.
These are the top 10 whistling songs of all time.
Eight, number 8.
Oh, there it is. Now, I gotta ask, in 2011, when One Republic put this song out, did they actually whistle that, or is that
a synthesizer? It's a keyboard, right?
And then you got to ask yourself, why are the synthesizer people making a whistle sound?
I think it's just like some dude working the board. It's like, hey, man, can you whistle?
They're happy. The chicks dig them. These are the top 10 greatest whistling songs of all time.
Number four.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, you thought all of these songs were Mumford & Sons. They're not.
Is this the Lumineers?
Right, no, this is Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros from 2010. The song's Home. Because they go, hey!
Top 10 whistling songs of all times on Sin Spin.
Number three.
There it is.
Oh, they love this song.
How is this song not number one, though? What on earth could be possibly ahead of Bobby McFerrin?
I've got two ideas.
Even Bobby McFerrin hates this song.
Yes, he does.
Bobby McFerrin does hate this song, but I'm sure...
He likes the paycheck.
I was going to say, he probably still likes that mail money.
Is he doing the...
He's doing all of it.
He does all of it. This is all him.
Okay.
This is all of it. This guy is an accomplished musician.
All right,
and that's why he can come up with this, and that's also why he hates it.
Patience has to be on here, is my one guess.
Or the Andy Griffith theme. Top 10 whistling songs of all times on Sit and Spin.
Number two.
Wrong.
Oh.
Winds of Hoff.
Yeah.
Miles was complaining about this very song earlier.
I wasn't complaining about it.
All I heard, Mike walked into the office and said, Miles, I don't care what you say. Winds of Change is better than you said it was.
Dude, he did not take my advice because he walked into the studio and told me the same thing, and I told him to keep it to himself.
Listen to the zoo.
I like so cool. Get you right in the feels.
And then the band Gorky Park all of a sudden is popular.
Mm-hmm. Hasselhoff brought down the wall. Don't you forget it.
Because the first thing we did when the wall came down between East and West Germany, watch these people reunite. Everyone just whistled.
Yeah. And like then they went to a Hasselhoff concert.
Right.
I'm serious.
They
at the
actually
wall.
Did.
They did.
And then Sprockets.
These are the top 10 greatest whistling songs of all time, so we have made it to number one.
Number one.
There it is.
Yep. You think it's Axel?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he did this. I think he does it live too.
Really?
Unless he's lip syncing.
Lip sync
whistle. Is it called lip syncing or is it called?
I think this would be the ultimate lip
syncing.
Blow syncing.
You don't think it was like Izzy Stradlin in the back and no one knew?
Or Miles Suck Sinks.
I'm a suck whistler. Whistler, yeah.
Yeah.
Whistler,
I know,
huh?
I know that about you.
Yeah, suck whistler.
Instead of a blow whistler.
Want more of the Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com.
So, again, your choices as you pick a free stockpile. Will it be bacon, toilet paper, pet food, or new socks? That is our Men's Room poll. All right, the game is big time. Let's do this. 844-999. Ola, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Manson. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Ola.
Ola. All right there, Manson. You on team sober, team not sober?
It's Mason like the jar, but
oh,
not
Mason.
Sober.
Not sober Mason.
I'm glad that it is Mason like the jar, because I looked up at the screen and it says Manson.
Okay.
I'm like, who in the hell would name their kid Manson?
So for Mason, I'm guessing you're drinking moonshine.
No, I'm okay. Just drinking my good old Rainier, man.
All right, good for you. Nothing wrong with a delicious Rainier. All right, let's pick a free stockpile. Do you want bacon, toilet paper, pet food, or new socks?
I think I'm going to have to go with pet food on that one.
Pet food? What kind of dog you got? Cat?
I got a German Shepherd.
Ah, okay.
How many cups of food a day? Is that like six?
Yeah, she's usually like 4 in the morning and then 2 or 3 at night.
Well, that's got to get pricey. Yeah, that's a lot of food.
Yeah, feed me. I'm mm-hmm. German Shepherd. All right. Here is your first question. And I'm saying first because I think you'll be here a while. No.
All right.
In which children's series is the villain named Count Olaf?
I do not know.
Isn't that Frozen?
Nope. Oh, God, Miles.
What is the villain?
All right, listen.
I haven't seen Frozen.
No, I know this. So the only reason I know the answer to this, Count Olaf is the main villain in Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events. It's because I just finished watching the series with the kids.
Okay.
And it turns out it's actually pretty good. Now, the Olaf you're thinking of is the snowman from Frozen, who we brought a story yesterday, was, say, soiled
right.
by
That's
a man
why I assumed it was that target. Guy.
No.
Oh.
No.
Hmm.
They're very different.
That's nutty.
All right, your next question. What popular fruit comes in the varieties of Chubby Gray and Jubilee? People love
popular
this.
Popular fruit?
It's a popular fruit.
I mean, I've only got one guess, but it comes from Boone's Farm, right? Or Mad Dog?
Those aren't fruits.
Shoot, I had no idea. Grapes?
Based on the name, isn't it Strawberry Jubilee?
Watermelon.
Ah,
watermelon.
So I was going to say strawberry.
What were they?
Chubby Gray. I love it. That sounds like, I don't know.
I got to see a gray watermelon. That sounds pretty crazy.
I've seen a yellow one.
I think they're in Japan, aren't they?
Those are the black ones they have there.
Okay.
Chubby Gray also sounds like a rapper.
It does. Yo, Chubby Gray in the house.
He's from Atlanta.
Exactly. Good call.
Yeah.
Trap music.
Chubby Gray. Somebody's got it. What did we come up with? Sasquatch Orgasm. That's the name Robin and I decided will be our punk band. All right.
Well, that's a killer one.
Dude, thank you. And I can't tell you the album title Robin came up with. It's a good one.
But you get sprayed on stage like a Gore concert.
All right. Your question. What TV show did Frasier spin off from?
What TV show did Frasier spin off of?
Yes.
Seinfeld.
Wow.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I never watched Frasier.
Do you know what city it was based out of?
Frasier?
Yeah.
Is that, I mean, I feel like I should know. Is it Seattle?
Seattle. Yeah.
It is, but the skyline is Los Angeles.
But it spun off from, it was Los Angeles with the Space Needle in the middle. Mm-hmm. But it spun off from the fine TV show of Cheers. Cheers. All right.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
You never heard of Cheers?
I don't watch a lot of TV.
No, I got that. I'm getting that. I sense that from you.
Cheers is just so dated, too.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. Still funny. It's just hard to look at.
Yeah.
All right. Here is your next question. Question number 4. How many different railroads can be bought in a game of Monopoly?
3.
Is Come it four? On, man. 4.
I'm messing up today.
Are you messing up or do you just not know things? Dude, you know, entirely different.
pretty clueless, you know?
There you go. Mm-hmm. See? Don't beat yourself up for messing up. You're too stupid to mess up.
You probably heard that before.
Exactly, man.
All right, your question. The U.S. Army's elite 101st Airborne Division is known as the Screaming What?
Chipmunks.
Eagles?
All right. Screaming Eagles.
Yep. Then they break into Hotel California.
Can't get enough of the Men's Room? Listen to the Men's Room Daily Podcast on the Radio.com app.
Mike Hawk here to kick off the bad jokes.
All right, you guys know that I've actually been getting into stocks lately.
Did not know that.
Yeah, chicken, beef, and vegetable. I hope to one day be a billionaire.
Some of the bad jokes from the emails at the Men's Room and MensRoomLive.com. Nice. This is an outstanding joke right here from Jeffrey. Why do people in Athens hate getting up early?
Why do people in Athens hate getting up early?
Because dawn is tough on Greece.
What kind of dog does Dracula have?
What kind of dog does Dracula have?
A bloodhound.
On the same vein, what is it like to be kissed by a vampire?
What is it like to be kissed by a vampire?
It's a pain in the neck.
Thanks, that sucks.
I like that subtle vein joke.
What do you call a goose from hell?
What do you call a goose from hell?
Goosifer.
Why do ducks have tail feathers?
To cover their butt quack. Oldie but a goodie. Mm-hmm.
What's the good thing about Alzheimer's disease?
What is the good thing about Alzheimer's?
You get to meet new people every day.
Oh, gave that a honk?
Why did the police take the dog?
Why did the police take the dog?
Unpaid barking tickets.
Oh, wow.
And one more from the emails. Do you know why you don't goose a ghost?
Why don't you goose a ghost?
You get a handful of sheet.
Hello, Yill. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Why was Darth Vader referred to as Lord Vader?
Why was Darth Vader referred to as Lord Vader?
Well, they tried calling him Master Vader, but it made all the stormtroopers giggle.
Hello, Devin. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Hey, how's it going?
Hola.
What are Eddie Vedder's favorite drugs?
What are Eddie Vedder's favorite drugs?
Ian Blow.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
So why did Helen Keller's dog run away?
Why did Helen Keller's dog run away?
You would, too, if your name was...
Got a construction joke for you, I tell you, but it's not done yet.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live. Is it 10 or is it late night?
All right, so some of these jokes were written by a professional team of writers for either Jimmy Fallon Weekend Update or Bill Maher, or it could be a Ted Smith original.
Let's see. Neiman Marcus just released its annual Christmas catalog with some ridiculously expensive gifts. This year includes a doghouse for $70,000, also a $1,500 Versace punching bag. Word on the street is Chris Brown's already pre-ordered, too.
I'm going to say the Ted Smith.
I'm going to say the Ted Smith as well.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
One for one.
Was it the word on the street or just the Chris Brown joke?
Both. It was both, but I'm like, if it's not Ted, it'll be Weekend Update. That's my guess. As far as what the joke was, how it was working. All right.
Two dogs with very long lashes are going viral. They're a mixed breed of Cocker Spaniel and an On Pointer.
Myers. Seth Myers.
I'll say Seth Myers, too.
That's a Mike Hawk original.
Oh, Mike Hawk. All right, Mike Hawk. Good
coming
work
through.
In there.
That's great because he's
nice
never
work.
Funny.
Let's see. Actor Henry Thomas. Might not be familiar with him. He's known for his role as a 10-year-old Elliot in E.T. the Extraterrestrial.
Oh, okay.
He was arrested for DUI in Oregon. We can only assume he was pulled over by helicopter police.
Ted Smith. The bikes fly.
Because, yeah.
Ted Smith.
Yeah.
Ted yeah.
Smith. All right, let me try that one again.
All right.
Actor Henry Thomas, known for his role as the 10-year-old Elliot in E.T. the Extraterrestrial, was arrested in DUI in Oregon, but he only got one phone home.
Now I like that.
You and Mike were arguing.
Yeah, no.
Who was...
He told the cops he wanted a phone home.
You should have gone with the phone.
All right.
Because everyone knows the phone home.
Yeah.
Right? It's not, by the way, I tried to watch that movie with my kids. I'm like, guys, sit down. It's an all-time classic. I loved it as a kid. They hated it.
Let's try the same setup, and I'll see if I can come up with a punchline.
All right. Actor Henry Thomas, known for his role as a 10-year-old Elliot in E.T. the Extraterrestrial, was arrested for DUI in Oregon.
He said his whole life is falling to pieces.
Reese's Pieces.
Oh, dang. All right, give it to us one more time.
All right. Actor Henry Thomas, known for his role as 10-year-old Elliot in E.T., was arrested for DUI in Oregon.
Says his whole life's falling to pieces.
Yeah, when the cops put him in jail, they said, "You'll always be right here." Okay, all right, I see what happened.
Man, I have not watched that movie in a while.
That's the last thing that E.T. said to his buddy Elliot. His finger glowed, he pointed at his heart, because Elliot's getting all emotional about it, right? Your extraterrestrial buddy has to go, I don't know, back to his home planet. "I'll always be right here."
I only remember, ouch.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Nick, the net knitter, is a good net rigger. He knits nets bigger than most nets riggers. Most Nick knitters knit net knots bigger. Nice net. Knitter.
Three times fast.
Nick, the net knitter, is a good net rigger. He nets his nets net bigger. The most net riggers, most Nick knitter.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
5 minutes to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast a man from Phoenix, Arizona. We don't have all the details of the story, but we have the important ones. What you need to know is that a few weeks ago, he was very angry on a Sunday night because the people that live above him in his apartment complex were being too loud. We do not know if they're playing music, if they're fighting. But either way, he finally got sick of it. He went upstairs and he banged on their door to tell them to quiet down. And either they were ignoring him or they just couldn't hear him because no one answered the door. He tried it again. No one answered the door. So finally, he went to plan B. Any guess what plan B is?
He went up and kicked the door down.
No, that would be way too violent, Miles. No, he grabbed his gun and started firing into the ceiling.
Oh yeah.
But as it works out, one person was injured when one of the bullets ricocheted down and hit him in the face. He ends up getting taken to the hospital in critical condition. Nobody else was injured, and charges against him are pending.
So he shot himself in the face.
He ended up shooting himself in the face. So he fires up in the ceiling, which is a very bad idea, obviously.
I mean, is it even like a wood ceiling?
Dude, I don't know. Well, you know, it's Arizona. One thing about Arizona, there's a lot of stucco and that kind of action going on, which I would think if I'm going to fire a bullet into it, but the possibility of a ricochet would increase.
I think he had a stud.
I was thinking that too, but what are the odds? But either way, he fired up in the ceiling. I don't even think the people upstairs knew he fired a gun, because whatever they're doing was that loud. He got hit in the face. He's in critical condition. Right, and when you're done with all that nonsense, then you will be charged with attempted murder. Good times. So we poured this booze, and we drink this booze, because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told, with Miles and Thrill. Also available on radio.com.
Aw, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.